The Children's Personal Care Services Program offers government-subsidized home care to children suffering from conditions ranging from cerebral palsy to ADHD. But when the state last year changed the way it determines eligibility for this $23 million a year program, the impacts were far-reaching. The state has provided transitional funding that will temporarily insulate affected families from the loss of home care hours. But advocates say they worry parents will be left in the lurch when the transitional funding expires. Gloria Quinn is Vice President of Developmental Services at Rutland County Mental Health. She says the home care benefits provide the kind of assistance working parents need to maintain jobs outside the home. But Melissa Bailey at the Agency of Human Services says the state will help affected families find alternative programs. She says the changes are designed not to save money, but to encourage families to seek out other programs more befitting their child's particular needs. Advocates like Quinn aren't so optimistic, and they say they haven't seen evidence that other programs are prepared to meet the increased need. On Tuesday, the Department of Health will hold a public hearing on changes to the program. The hearing begins at 6 p.m. at Vermont Interactive Television sites across the state. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld with the Times-Argus and Rutland Herald.